Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Together.
Hi.
Oh God.
I started the high this time.
Whew. I wasn't expecting
Hi.
That.
How are you?
Kinda
Hi.
Scared a burp out of me.
How are you? I'm gonna post this one.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? Let me host this one.
Oh. So James is gonna just take the handlebars on this one.
I'm gonna show you how to host. Hi, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah? You're going to LA soon?
Okay, so this is Lila and James.
What do you mean?
We have to introduce ourselves. We
they
never
know
do.
Who, if they're listening to it, they know who it is.
No, they don't, James.
Excuse you. I'm the host. Let me host it, please.
All right, James. I'm Lila.
You're going to L.A. this week?
Yes.
You excited?
Yes.
You know what? L.A. is a weird place because it's like there's not much to do, but you're just happy you're there.
Wow. So perfect.
Perfect. That's
perfect statement.
Like, really, honestly, you go to the beach. I mean, there's beaches.
I don't really want to go to the beach.
Restaurants are amazing, but you're there. You're just there, and you're happy.
I would love to live there. I think that's why mainly why I'm so happy to be there.
Yeah. All right, cool. That's cool. Nice. I'm happy to hear about your life. So this episode's basically going to be a VMA recap. Now, I don't normally like award shows because I feel like they're ridiculous. The concept of giving these stupid famous people more awards for making music is kind of obnoxious to me.
I hear you.
But I found the show to be very entertaining.
Okay.
And I found the music to be good.
Why are you so happy right now?
Because I'm hosting. This is how a host is. Like, he's got a lot of energy. Okay, so.
Jeez, don't where's this energy me. Coming from?
So, what was I saying? So, yeah, I normally don't like them, but last night the music was really good.
Really good.
Even though, again, I don't really even like the artists that perform, but last night I was like, damn, Rihanna's really singing. She's got a good voice, Beyonce. But anyway, we'll start from the beginning. The pre-show. Pointless.
Pointless.
Just gotta go.
Gotta go.
And I'll explain why, because it's just like, there's nothing different than it than, I mean, there's people performing. They actually even give out awards.
Yeah.
So it could just be like the beginning of the VMAs. Like, it's just the beginning. It doesn't have to be a pre-show.
You just don't like that they call it a pre-show?
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. That it's two different shows. It's like, here we go, and there's a countdown. No, it's already on. I mean, let's be real. The shows are on.
Well, I think there should be a type of show, but I don't think MTV knows how to host the right show. They need to take some notes from E! News.
Yeah, E! News does a good
one. E! Network, they do a good on the on the red carpet thing. Otherwise, there's no flow. It's just DJ Khaled and Charlamagne just going back and forth.
Charlamagne, the host. The Charlamagne is very good.
He's great. I love him.
DJ Khaled... We're sick of the catchphrases.
He's gotta go.
We've talked about it. It's tired already.
Tired.
Nicole Byer, she was fun.
She was fun for a minute.
And then like...
I don't hate her.
I don't hate her. I think she's gonna be like an up-and-coming star, but all the screaming and whatnot... Shh, keep it down.
Are you talking to Nicole Byer? Say that?
Rihanna's performances.
All four of them.
All four.
She performed four times.
And she was still outshined by Beyonce.
Damn. You really gonna say that?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're on two different parts of the spectrum. Like, Rihanna's that cool, chill, relatable. It's not really relatable. But she's more relatable than Beyonce is on this, like, high pedestal. So, like, you look... Like, Beyonce is the person that Kanye wants to be.
Mm.
You know, Beyonce is that one.
It's because she's never said
She's very special, and she's very... She's very humble in the way that she knows that she's the shit. Like, she knows. She's like, yes, I am Beyonce. Like, the definition of... It's like in the dictionary now. Beyonce is, like, the one.
Oh, you can't talk more than the host.
Let's not get anything twisted right now.
No, I'm hosting tonight.
This is my show.
I know, but I'm hosting tonight.
Okay.
So...
But, no, hold on.
Oh, take it easy.
I don't like you coming in here and trying to take over my house. This is my Lyle's show, bro.
Let's get one thing straight. This is my home.
It's
your show. I'll give you that.
Oh, so it's my show, your home.
Yes.
So you can get the fuck out.
Okay, see how long you go rent-free. So Rihanna's performances, yeah, I think they were really all good. I'm impressed by her singing. And again, like you said, I think she's a cool person. Like, she smokes blunts all the time.
Seems I don't cool. think that's what makes her cool.
She just seems down to earth.
She's got, like, special.
Kanye's speech.
He's a douchebag. I'm really over him. I'm done with Kanye. I never even liked Kanye. I have to say, I've never even been like, I love Kanye. His old stuff was good. His new repertoire and ego, I'm not here for it.
I love all his music. I love My Dark Twisted Fantasy was an amazing album. I think he's a genius musically. But I guess it gets annoying when you have to keep reminding the world that you're a genius. You know what I mean? We know, bro. You make really good music.
I don't feel like that word describes him.
Musically, he's a genius.
Okay, maybe musically.
Musically, he's a genius.
Okay, maybe.
But
I don't, like, he just came out with a song with Schoolboy Q. I don't know what the song is called, like, that part. And yeah. his first line goes, okay, 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 okay.
Okay, okay, keep going. Okay, keep going. Oh, you're done.
That's it. Okay, 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 okay.
No, but his speech, okay, like, the issue with the speech for me was that, and it's hard, it's weird now because I don't know, I feel like black performers and famous black people are in a weird position because they're being almost like forced, like they have to say something, especially after, you know, Dr. Avery made that awesome speech or whatever show that was. But he had 4 minutes and he went on his typical Kanye rant. And it just, it made no sense. And it was annoying. He took a break every, like, 2 minutes. It was just annoying. You know what I mean?
It was really annoying. And I wasn't here for it. Like, I don't like him doing that. He could have said anything.
And he could have said something. Whatever.
He didn't have to say anything about that. He could have just said something.
Honestly, he didn't have to say anything. MTV didn't need to give him any time. It made no sense.
Why didn't he just perform? Like, prove that you're this musical genius and perform. The fuck? You're gonna play music video, which was, you know, it was cool and all, but...
Well, hold on. I'll bring the video up right now.
Still not here for this.
The video was cool. I mean, it was cool. But when, I think it goes back to the Kanye complex, when he goes, and here's my art that I created, and people are like, oh my god, this is fucking art. This is art.
This is fucking art.
I love art. It's so, it is art, and it is art, definitely is. But it's annoying when he has to keep proclaiming
it. You could put paint on your balls and put it on a fucking portrait, and that's art, okay?
Yeah, art's definitely
not. Art's a very loose term.
It's not a thin line, yeah. Future.
Art.
Future performed.
I didn't even see it.
Future.
Panda.
That's not Future.
Panda.
Nope.
Oh, that's not Future?
That's like the off-brand Future.
That's like the Walmart Future?
Yeah, that's like...
I thought that was the same person. They both can't talk.
They both... The scary thing about designing... See, I like it for some reason though. Like, I just that was awesome. The weird thing about designer is even when he talks, like in the pre-show, you mm-hmm. still don't understand what he's saying.
No.
But anyway.
Definitely not.
I got nothing else really. Beyonce. Britney performed. No, we talked about Beyonce.
Did we talk about her?
Yeah.
Oh.
How she just basically, it should have just been called Beyonce and others. But.
Did we say that?
Yeah, I think I just said that. Anyway, so Beyonce went right after... I mean, Britney went right after Beyonce.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed...
Did she sing that? No, I don't think so.
Oh.
She sang that new song. I don't even know if it's new. Oh,
she's got a new song?
That's the song she did.
Oh, I have no idea. I wasn't really paying attention. Yeah. I was just like, oh, yikes.
She had to be pissed that she went right after Beyonce, though.
She did really good, though, for old-ass bitch.
She did.
She did real good.
And that was it. I can't think of any other performers.
Ariana Grande? I forgot that she performed.
Oh, yeah.
That was terrible. I didn't even see that, yeah. That was terrible.
Nicki Minaj.
She doesn't know how to perform, I don't think.
Nicki Minaj's body is definitely not real, right?
I don't know if her whole body is real. Like, it just doesn't seem like somebody could live proportionated like that.
It can't be.
Like, it's like she's very small, like petite here, but like that, like her legs and her hips are huge.
Are her legs big or her is just her butt?
I don't like this part of her leg, like the butt thigh part is big, like really? It goes out. So I don't know.
Maybe it's real. I don't think so.
Hell no, I don't think it's real.
Oh.
But I just don't know how she lives like that, or is it like removable?
She just when she gets home, she just pops a hip off.
She just like puts the extra meat on and then like takes it off. Like, how do you sleep with that ass? You sleep on your stomach or you sleep on your butt?
That's true. All right, you want to do your friend's birthday you forgot?
Yes, I forgot to give a birthday shout out yesterday. Forgive me.
To who?
Vic.
Who's that?
Vic. My dear friend.
Oh, it's four.
Who played me. That bitch played me so fucking hard. We were out one day for, I don't know what we went out for, like someone's birthday brunch or something. And she's like looking at me. She's like, Lila, when are you going to let me fix your eyebrows?
Oh.
I was like, bitch. Coming for my life.
She might as well have just said,
after that,
you're ugly.
After that, I take so much more time on my eyebrows, even though they look fine that day, and everybody said they look fine that day, and everyone said they look fine after that. Bitch, you played me so fucking
scarred
hard.
You for life.
But anyway, yeah, she kind of
that's like
when
my dad said,
you're a fat fuck.
I was hacky sacking in the backyard, and he said, wow, you're really good for a fat kid.
Oh,
and then now I can't eat cheeseburgers or anything like that.
Oh, damn, scarred for life. I mean, everybody scarred me that much, but. Happy birthday, Vic. I'm still mad at you for that, but I fucks with you. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, take us out.
All right. Bye, guys.